Alright guys, hello and welcome back to episode 5 of Sophia on the Rocks. I'm your host, Sophia Saidi, and in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about what it's really like travelling as a solo female and just a few tips as a female travelling on the road. Firstly, if you're one of those people who say that there's no difference travelling as a female than a male, I'm sorry, you're wrong. There are definitely differences. I feel like as women, we do have to be more careful traveling, whereas males don't really have to think about going out late in the evening and what might happen if they're alone or if they go out and get drunk and don't know how to find their way home. So yeah, there's just a lot more things that we as females have to think about, both whilst we're traveling and in preparation for going traveling as well. I know when I first went to France, I was in Paris and it was literally my first day there. I'd just arrived and it was about 4 o'clock. I'd gone to the Sacré-Cœur and afterwards I was just like sitting outside on the grass, just enjoying the view. And this random guy came up to me, like asking me if I spoke English, where am I from? And then he started asking me if I was alone. And obviously I just told him like I was waiting for someone. And it was just super strange. And I ended up just like leaving and having to go because I just felt super uncomfortable, which was really annoying because like, I just wanted to like take some time and take in the view and I couldn't do that. But yeah, definitely girls, if you are traveling and someone asks you if you're traveling alone, especially if it is a stranger, please always just tell them that you're with someone or you're waiting for someone, because it's just super strange. Like, why is a stranger asking you if you're on your own? Obviously, if you're at a hostel, people are going to be asking if you're traveling with other people or if you're solo traveling, which is obviously completely fine. But for someone to come up to you in the street, it's just like giving off weird vibes. So yeah, just be careful if anyone does do that and just make sure that you keep alert, and make sure like if you are going off that they're not following you or anything, or hang back or go into a shop or a cafe so that you are safe. I think as well with my own personal experience, when I told friends and family that I was going away on my own, there was like very concerned, and I even had some friends saying like, oh my god Sophia, you're gonna get murdered, especially like some countries which I was going to, they felt that it was like dangerous. So yeah, I do think as a female people worry about you a lot more when you're going traveling on your own. Like I remember before I went to Thailand, I think it was. I was literally just in the kitchen with my mum and she just like randomly starts attacking me from behind, like seeing how well I could defend myself if someone started attacking me. And I was just thinking like, mum, I'm sorry, but if someone just randomly comes up and jumps me, like there's nothing really that I can do to defend myself. But yeah, she was quite worried before I went. But you can share your location with friends and family. I shared mine with my mum just so someone knew at least where I was. And it was quite cute actually, because I think she used to stalk me sometimes and she'd message me like, oh, Sophia, have you tried this place near your hostel or like near to where I was staying, which was nice. And yeah, like obviously I don't care my mum knowing my location. So yeah, definitely do that if you can, share it with like a few friends or family members just in case anything does happen, someone does know where you are. In terms of like going out on your own in the evening as well, I've never had any issues and I'll always go out in the evening on my own, like wandering around the city. I know like some Facebook groups that I did follow with solo females, I saw some women commenting that they wouldn't go, like, leave their hotel or their hostel after dark, which I think it, obviously it just depends on who you are and what your preference is, but I've never felt unsafe in the evening. And I think if you're in like a big city, there's so many people around and it's very well lit. And I think sometimes you feel more secure when there's more people around. I think in my experience, I'm always more anxious and scared when you're walking home late at night and you're on your own and then there's just some random guy behind you and you just get super paranoid that they're following you. So yeah, I always feel like in a big city, like you're pretty safe. But yeah, I suppose it's just whether you feel comfortable doing that or not. If you are going out as well, drinking or partying, like my own experience, if I'm in hostels and stuff, I'll go out with people from the hostel and usually we'll all head back together. So make sure you do just try and stick with your group so that you get home safely. I mean, obviously, if you do end up on your own, just make sure that you know where you're staying and that your phone is charged. Because obviously, if your phone dies, you don't know where you're going. It's risky. I think as well, like taking precautions, like you've always got cash on you. And then at least if your phone does die, like you can get a taxi to where you're staying as long as you know the address. But yeah, just try and stick with people if you can. But if you're just like wandering around the city in the evening, just wanting to like take in the atmosphere and have a wander around, then I've always felt completely safe on my own. So I wouldn't worry about that. Let's talk hostels as well. In hostels, you can choose to stay in an all-female dorm or you can choose to stay in a mixed dorm. My preference is staying in a mixed dorm, and that's just my own personal preference. I just feel from my experience in mixed dorms, I've met more people and I've had a better time than staying in a female dorm. Like, I remember once I was staying in a female dorm and I was there for a few days and like literally no one spoke to me the whole time I was there, and it just, yeah, it was just a bit awkward and I just felt like, I don't know, no one was really that open to getting to know each other, and that's just what my own personal experience has been like. So yeah, I always go in a mixed dorm, but obviously if you do prefer to stay in a female dorm, then you can. Usually it is a bit cheaper to stay in a mixed dorm, but not by much. But if it is cheaper to stay in a female, then I will stay in a female dorm. But yeah, at least you have that option if you don't feel comfortable staying with males. I mean, I've had a bad experience in a mixed dorm before. It hasn't put me off staying in mixed dorms. I think it's just unlucky sometimes whether something happens to you or not. But yeah, if you're a first time solo traveler, just try both out and see which you prefer and then just go with that. I mean, there's like pros and cons to each as well. If you're in a mixed dorm, guys are more likely to snore, which is the downside, and maybe they may like just generally a bit more messier and smellier than if you're in a female dorm. But at the same time, I've stayed with females who have snored really badly as well, and you can get females who aren't the best in personal hygiene either. So again, it just depends on who you have in your room and whether you're lucky or not to have some cool people in your room. Something which I forgot to mention in my previous podcast is a good app to use, which is MapsMe. And that basically, if you don't have any internet, you can use this app, but you need to make sure that when you first use it, you've got Wi-Fi and like you download the map of the area which you're in. And then when you do go out, if you don't have any internet, you can still use the Google Maps, which is super, super handy. So make sure that you definitely download that, because there will be times or countries where you won't have any internet. So that's a really good app to use. I've always found as well, I don't know whether it's because of my skin colour and like I do have quite olive skin, that in certain countries I don't feel like I've been pestered as much as other people may do, because I do think sometimes I do just look like a local. And I think especially like if you're on your own, you're not like standing out as much as you if you're in a group of people, and obviously you're talking so that they know that you're not a local. But I would try and just blend in as much as you can with the locals. If you're walking and you don't know where you're going, if you've got your maps up, just look like where you're going for the next so far, and then just put your phone away. Don't always be looking at your phone at the map, because that can attract like unwanted attention and maybe make it more obvious that you're not a local. So that's a tip which you can do as well. But in my personal experience, like I wouldn't worry too much about being a solo female. Like I say, I've never had any really bad experiences, and I do always say like just take the same precautions that you take in your own country. Things can happen wherever you go, things can happen in your own country, and it's just the same elsewhere. So yeah, just take the same precautions and hopefully, you know, nothing will happen. But I think sometimes it's difficult, because if something does happen, I just say it's just, you're just unlucky and you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. It's not something which you can really help. But yeah, obviously you can take precautions, but I wouldn't worry too much about being a solo female, because there's so many people who do it and so many people who haven't had any bad experiences and it's just gone really well for them. One thing I will say as well, like I feel some people are so threatened by strong, independent females who are able to do things on their own and go to these countries. And yeah, sometimes I feel like people are a bit taken aback by that. But yeah, just keep doing you. And, you know, it's for me, like I look back of when I first started solo traveling, and I didn't know who I was. I was like lost, didn't really know what I was going on in my life at all. And it really helped me to just know who I am as a person and grow as a person and make connections with people all over the world. And it's really, really been a great experience for me. And that's why I'll always say that everyone should go solo traveling at one point in their life, because like from talking from with other travelers as well, like they all have the same opinion that it's just so empowering. And yeah, it's just an amazing feeling, super liberating. So yeah, as much as it can be difficult traveling as a solo female abroad, like the benefits definitely outweigh that completely, and you will have the most amazing time, and I'm sure that you'll figure out a lot about yourself and about the world as well. I feel like you become more open to just like other cultures and other opinions and ideas, and I think you become more ambitious as well. So yeah, definitely it's an experience which everyone should do, so don't let anything put you off from doing that. Yeah, so that's my sort of experience and tips of traveling as a solo female. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode and thank you so much for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe so that you're kept updated on all my recent videos, and I'll see you again next time. Thank you. Bye. Say, Nick, what you got?